drink some more. I want to get drunk off my ass.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Yellow Claw.
I'm Christian.
I'm Linus.
And we are Galantis.
Hey, this is Throttle.
Hey, this is Flume.
Hey, what's up? This is Phoebe Rexa.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hey, this is Laidback Luke. And this is
the Beats and Booze Podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Beats and Booze. As always, I'm joined by DJ Jaramos.
Hello.
And Flips.
Hi.
And I'm DJ Spirito. Guys, how was your weekends, man? Memorial Day. Start the summer off right?
Yeah, well, yeah. We were together most of it. The weather kind of sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It was not that good.
The sun poked out for a little bit, but...
On what day?
Saturday morning.
Oh, maybe for a little bit.
Well, ours started a little early with Axel and Grosso on a boat.
Oh, yeah, I guess
so.
True.
That
was a shit show.
That was, yeah.
Flips doesn't remember it.
Yeah, it was an aggressive weekend. I mean, we saw Axel and Grosso twice in one night.
Apparently, yeah. I made out with a couple of girls. Don't remember.
You did?
Yeah. Good for you. I know it was definitely
good for
one.
You. A little DMFO.
I was told that there was others, but I don't remember. So.
Do they know?
Maybe. I don't know.
Do you know who these girls are?
I know one of them. There's another girl that came. Apparently, I did. But
who are the two, like, 21-year-old girls that Zach knew, but how did you know them?
What?
21-year-old girl.
There was the one girl that...
No, I met one of the girls in Miami.
What?
Yeah, I met one of them in Miami. And
which
then
one?
The
blonde
other
or the brunette?
Friend. The brunette.
The brunette.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was the blonde.
No, it was the blonde. It was the blonde.
It
was the blonde, yeah.
Okay.
Flips has just got so many girls, I can't keep track.
Different hoes in the same area.
He was just swimming and poon on a boat.
None of that's true, but yeah.
Blacked out, roaming the streets.
Yeah, he was going hard in there.
I mean, it was a great show.
It was.
Yeah, I had fun.
They kicked ass.
It was cool to see him on a boat.
Yeah.
Friday, I don't think many of us did anything.
No, I fell asleep.
Friday, I had a rehearsal dinner for the wedding I was in.
Okay.
So I ended up getting lit at Porta down
and then Saturday...
Asbury.
Was DJs.
Saturday was DJs.
So that was a shit show too.
It looked like I was following along. I was DJing in Jersey and my hard drive died.
Oh my God.
What?
So I had to download random mixes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And shout out to Raphael Valentino for sending me his mix.
Uh-huh.
But it'd be like playing the song and someone would be like, "You're now in the mix
with
DJ Raphael Valentino." I'd be like, "Oh shit."
A fraud.
No one saw.
I'd be trying to download music on the spot like while I was there. So that wasn't the greatest, but
you don't have any music on your actual laptop?
I probably have like 30 songs, maybe.
Man, they're all super old. All my stuff's on my external.
They're all just super radio stuff from like the radio shows, so it's like not really, you can't necessarily play all of it in the club like that. So, it wasn't the greatest.
What about Wi-Fi connection?
No, I had Wi-Fi, but you know how long it takes to download an entire night's worth of music?
That's true, yeah.
Especially on like a shitty bandwidth that the bar probably had.
Yeah, exactly.
All you had to do was go to digitalmusicpool.com.
I did it. Just
nice plug, bro.
Nice plug.
Download some music.
Shout out to them, the industry's leading provider of music. Music and resources for DJs.
Yeah, and shout out to Kavada Vodka getting us lit on Saturday.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sunday I did go down though, Sunday night.
How was it?
Yeah, I was there Sunday night too.
It was good. Flips and VJ Spinwell weren't drinking by the time I got there.
I feel like VJ moved into DJs. I feel like he was there all 3 days. He came and he just never left.
Well, no, he came Saturday, and so did I. I went home because I had my sister's birthday dinner, and then came back that night on Sunday. And then VJ was still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was there from Saturday.
Yeah, you
on
guys.
Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I left before
they left,
he.
And I mean, Legati were just like, "All right, let's just get fucked up." And he was like, "You going home?" I was like, "No, I'll just crash your spot." He's like, "All right, let's do this." So like, we got Jen Strong gave us some mind erasers. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh yeah,
but,
that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and we just got hammered.
Shout out to Jen Strong.
Yeah, shout out to Jen Strong.
Getting us lit.
So we just got hammered. I ended up in the morning on Legati's bathroom floor, because like, I felt like I was gonna throw up, and I couldn't throw up, but I couldn't move either.
It's a good night.
Yeah. So I was just on the ground laying there. It was like
that's how I feel right now.
Like I'm pretty sure I'm laying in somebody's piss, but I can't move. Best part. We're all in the kitchen. I'm not gonna say which of his roommates. But you all know him. He's a 103 alumni.
Uh-huh.
He walks out of his room, and Legati's like, "Dude, your dick is out." his dick was tucked into the waistband of his shorts. And then his shirt tucked into his dick. Yeah. And we're all just like, "What the fuck is wrong with this kid?" And he just walked out. And he's like, "You know what? It'll still be there." And just keeps walking by. I was like,
"Oh,
all right,
my
cool,
God.
Man."
And also, I had an interesting conversation with Legati at DJs. He now wants to be known as the captain of
the
DJs.
Captain of DJs?
I don't know why he said it, but that's what he wants to be.
He must have been... wasted.
I think he's going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah, I think so.
Right? Every summer. No, because DJ's is getting away from him. He moved to a farther house.
Yeah, it's
the
like
West Bar.
Six
we
blocks away now.
On Sunday.
Dude, we had such a dilemma with this house. We were all there on Saturday. And we're like, God, this is such a far walk. He's like, I know, I hate it. Shut up.
For those who don't know, we used to, Legati, digitalmusicpool.com, used to have the house was like right behind DJ's.
Literally right behind DJ's.
Now it's like a 5-minute walk, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, it started to rain on Sunday because we were at the house for a little while, so we took an Uber to DJ.
Oh, my God.
So, good times.
Good times. I had a DJ's moment.
What, you banged a fat chick?
No. That's not my DJ moment. That might be your guy's DJ moment. But no, I was talking to a girl, and we met up inside DJ's for like a split second.
Oh,
said hi.
Is this the girl from that website you swipe right on?
We'll get there. Hold on. Don't jump the story. So I say hi to her, whatever, and then she's like, all right, we're going to go do a lap or whatever. So I was like, okay, cool. Like,
yeah,
whatever. You know, we're all having fun. By chance, I happen to be standing next to this girl who I matched with on Bumble, and like just as she messaged me earlier in the night, so I was like, "Hey, is this you?" I was like, "This is like it's weird because she's from up in Hoboken, is where we matched up." She was like, "Oh my God," she's cracking up. So whatever, we did a couple shots. One thing leads to another. Had a little, I broke my rule about dance floor makeouts, you know. And little to my knowledge, when I kind of came to. Girl number one was 2 feet away, grilling me.
Yeah, she was.
Grilling me. Sent me a very, very angry text.
Girl number one, I had to talk down from like killing someone.
Wow.
That's basically how bad it got.
Wow. It's going to be a fun summer.
It was the same situation that we had last year with Dramos. We had the same situation last year.
Uh-huh.
The death stares on these girls are just
they got them down. I'll tell you
that
much.
They're very similar crews, too.
Yeah.
The two crews of girls.
The snipers?
Yeah. God, I can't wait for this.
We really need to make that t-shirt.
Yeah, we do.
This summer's going to be interesting.
But we didn't mention her on the show today. We have Clean Bandit and Anne-Marie. So it's going to be crazy.
Real big names
And we did
here.
Not get a chance to do a beach cast, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. So we'll have one coming up. But let's get into some music from our guests. We're going to get into Alarm from Anne-Marie on Beats and Boosts.
You're laying with me. You're shutting down. I smell her on you. I'm focused now. I know what's going on in your head, yeah. I know what's happened here in our bed, yeah. Your phone is buzzing, so pick it up. I know she calling, so what the f***? I should've known a cheat stays a cheater. So here we are. And there goes the alarm ringing in my head. Like somebody said, don't you trust him, no. Texting from his ex, what did you expect? Now you're lying here, knowing where he goes. Now he got that itch, yeah, karma's gonna get ya. Same way that they come, that's the way they go. Now he got that itch, yeah, rewinding the picture. There goes the alarm and the sirens go. There goes the alarm. I saw it coming, I let it go. My girls will tell me, I told you so. But I was so intrigued by your style, boy. Always been a sucker for a wild boy. I'm better than this, I know my worth. I might be getting what I deserve, but I ain't sticking around for the rerun. What's done is done. And there goes the alarm ringing in my head. Like somebody said, don't you trust him, no. Texting from his ex, what did you expect? Now you're lying here, knowing where he goes. Now he got that itch, yeah. Karma's gonna get ya. Same way that they come, that's the way they go. Now we got that itch, yeah. Rewinding the picture. There goes the alarm and the sirens go. There goes the alarm. Trust gone missing, house on fire, house on fire. Bang, bang, drums get higher. Man down, one fool, one liar. Ring, And there goes the alarm, ringing in my head. Like somebody said, don't you trust him, no. Texting from his ex, what did you expect? Now you're lying here, knowing where he goes. Now we got that hitch, yeah. Karma's gonna catch ya. Same way that they come, that's the way they go. Now we got that hitch, yeah. Rewinding the picture. There goes the alarm and the sirens go. There goes the alarm. Now we got that hitch. There goes the alarm. There goes the alarm. Now we got that hitch. There goes the alarm. There goes the alarm.
It's a party and you know it. Clap your hands.
All right, that was Alarm by Anne-Marie, and now we have everybody here in the studio. We got Anne-Marie, Clean Bandit. Guys,
full house.
Welcome.
Hi.
So nice having you here.
It's good to be here.
Well, we were just talking off air about everyone's accents. They're all way cooler than ours.
Yep.
And we wanted to know if you guys can do American accents, because I always find that absolutely hilarious.
Absolutely hilarious.
See, that's good.
That's actually pretty good.
It's not bad.
Really?
It's not bad.
I can get away with it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Oh my God, you guys.
You sound kind of dorky, like an American dork, but it's good.
Okay.
It's good.
It's all right.
So your song Alarm is just freaking phenomenal. We love it over here.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The video for it's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about it? Like how that came to mind? Is there someone that you're thinking of when you wrote it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
An ex-boyfriend. All the songs I write are about experiences that I've been through.
Right.
So they're all true stories.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was about a boy that cheated on me, and this song came up.
What a moron.
Yeah, what an idiot.
I hate him. No, thanks, because I wrote that song from it. And yeah, I shot that video in Mexico. It was really beautiful. And it's like Romeo and Juliet vibes, and I just love it.
Yeah, that was really cool with the bus on top of the stuff, and
yeah,
that was awesome. I mean, that fucking sucks. He cheated on you.
Are we allowed to swear?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
He's like, yes, fucking shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a bad experience with boyfriends. They all cheat on me.
Why?
I don't know.
Idiots.
I don't know actually. I literally have no idea.
You gotta start dating nicer guys.
I know.
Flips is available.
Yeah. Always. Always available.
Yes.
So how did you I get when they do that. How did you guys all link up, Clean Bandit and yourself?
Well, I think I saw you around all the festivals.
I may have seen him once or twice.
We toured together.
Well, I mean, yeah.
In the festival season, yeah. So when I was touring with Rudimental, these guys were touring a kind of the same circuit, so I kept seeing them about, and then they collaborated with Jess Glynn and did that huge tune. And we basically just have known each other for ages, but never really been in the studio.
Right.
And then this song came up, and I was just like, I love it so much.
Yeah.
I love the meaning. I love everything about it. I need to sing it. And then it happened, and now we're best friends.
It seemed to work out pretty well, because this song is just like a mega hit. It's so catchy.
Yeah,
it sounds great.
Yeah.
And how did you guys get Sean Paul involved? Like, where did that come into play?
Well, we've been trying for years.
Really?
It's our lifelong dream, so we can retire.
No way. So that's it. We quit. You guys are done.
We went to his show. He performed in London about 5 years ago.
Right.
We went and gave him our CD, like demo CD.
No way.
And I'm not sure if he listened to it. He says he did now.
he didn't
hear anything for a few years.
Right, yeah, sure.
And then when he did hear it, he liked it, and he wanted us to do some production on his album.
Uh-huh.
So he came to London, and we were just working on that, but then we showed him Rockabye, and he was really into it. And
yeah.
On the spot, wrote his verse. That
no way.
Oh, wow.
Transform the song.
Mm. Yeah, his addition to the song just like really just completes it. It like polishes a little bit more and gives it like that extra edge to it.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And the video. Who came up with the idea for that? Is that all you?
Not all me, Jack.
Mostly Grace.
Yeah.
As well. But it kind of, there's the lyric in the song, she's gonna stray so far away from her father's daughter.
Yeah.
In order to earn money to like give her son a good life.
Uh-huh.
So we were thinking about sex workers, and I had met this pole dancer
yeah.
in Italy when I was living there, and she's just the most incredible acrobat.
Yeah, she's and, like the skill like of her like moves and the, yeah. the, how she can actually do that stuff is like incredible.
She's like a champion. She's always winning competitions.
No way. Stuff.
But the idea kind of came from her, and she has a son, a young son herself, and she was really moved by the story.
Right. Well, that's really cool. All right, well, I mean, we're talking about it enough. Let's give it a listen. Here's Rockabye by Clean Bandit featuring Sean Paul and Anne-Marie.
Call it love and devotion. Call it a mom's adoration. Foundation, a special bond of creation. Ha! For all the single moms out there going through frustration. Clean Bandit, Sean Paul, Anne-Marie, thing make them air.
She works the nights by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from her father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby. All on her own, no one will come. She's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
Stay
tells
up there.
Him your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life. Jay. You're gonna
obstacle come, you well prepare. And no, mama, you never said tear. Cause you have said things year after year. And you give the youth love beyond compare. You find the school fee and the bus fare. Already the pops disappear. In a wrong bar, can't find him nowhere. Steadily your workflow, everything you know. So you're not stop, no time, no time for your dear.
Now she got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep all the gold. When he looks in her eyes, she says, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you. So rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby. Don't you cry. Somebody's got you, rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby. Don't you cry.
Bang, bang, bang. All right, then.
Now she got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep out the cold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe when she says. She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love, nobody matters like you.
Stay up there,
she
stay
tells
up there.
Him your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life.
Jay.
You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got to.
Hey, this is Gareth Emery.
Hey, this is Modi, and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Beats and Booze.
Let's get jacked up!
All right, that was Rockabye by Clean Bandit featuring Sean Paul and Anne-Marie. So now we're at the part of the show where our previous guests left questions for you guys. Yeah, so get ready.
Who were they?
Are we allowed to know?
Yeah, absolutely. So our previous guest was Zenya Gali. She's a DJ producer from Greece.
Greece.
Nice.
And her featured artist, Raquel Castro. So Raquel wanted to know, to the Clean Bandit crew, when you guys are in the studio, are you guys like pretty straight edge, or do you like to get a little like, you know, edge going in there?
Edge in what sense?
Like, do you guys like to like drink? Do you...
Oh, no.
No?
Not really.
No? It's all strictly business?
Yeah.
Strictly straight edge.
Okay. I can't tell if they're lying or not, but it's fine. And then Zenya wanted to know, if you guys got stranded on an island, who would you pick out of me and Flips to be stranded with?
No, the room. The room.
The whole room?
The whole room, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just us.
Nah, it was the whole room.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. The whole room. Really opens up the question there.
Anne Marie, because she could sing.
Oh, that's so nice. Just sing you to sleep and forget that you're stranded on an island. Yeah.
But you can all play instruments, so you'd
we
end
wouldn't
up
have
like,
them there, though.
But we could create
some. You could make some.
You could make some.
You could make some.
That'd be so sick.
With a shell.
Yeah, with conch shell, some palm strings.
Twigs. Yeah, this is a hard question. You're going to make us fall out.
No, it's fine. It's good.
I'm going to be sweet and say my brother, Jack.
Oh. You got to do it. You got to do it, yeah. I would have to pick my brother, too, if he was in here. Love you, Mark. how about you?
I'd pick you.
There it is.
Sweet.
Nice.
Because,
why?
Because
you're single.
Yeah, because you're single.
Perfect.
It's a good choice.
Good times.
He won't cheat on you. There's nobody else
definitely
on the island.
Not, no.
Exactly.
So it's perfect.
Finally.
Perfect situation. And last question. Who would it be?
Oh, that was
wow.
Sexy.
Oh, that... Like you gotta chills a little bit.
Yeah,
it's
so
very yeah. Amazing.
Exactly. I've just got this kind of fluff.
Well, we're gonna
how to like shave properly.
We got plenty of time on the island. We can grow it out. We'll trim it up. It's gonna be really good.
Style each other's beards.
Yeah,
be good
totally.
We can find razor clams.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Just get a little lobster to like clip it off of this. Oh God. So you guys can leave a question for our next guest, who's gonna be...
We have no idea.
We have no idea. So
it's
it could
just
be
gonna be
general,
another DJ, producer, singer,
artist.
Yeah, artist in general.
It could be weird. It could be funny. It could be sexual. Oh, Anne Marie just lit up.
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
Do it. Let it all out.
No, honestly, it's really bad.
No, go on.
We've had some pretty bad
ones. Yeah, no, we've had.
No, it's not even about swearing. Every time someone asks me to think something randomly on the spot, poo always comes to mind.
Oh, we've had plenty
we've
of
had
poo
those
ones.
Questions too.
We've had, we've had poo ones. We've had, yeah. Go for it.
No, I don't know what I was going to ask. Something like, how many times a day do you poo?
Okay.
We'll use it. It's perfect.
Yeah.
We'll make it work.
We can make it work. Whoever it is, we'll ask it. Any other questions?
Please make it music related.
How many days do you poo? And?
And?
How many times do you wee?
Strictly bathroom questions on this show. It's really going in the crapper.
Good one. Good
you
one.
Like that? You like good that? One. He caught it. Clips caught it.
Good one.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming by. Where can people catch you on your socials and stuff like that? Where are you most active?
Instagram, probably.
Yeah.
At Clean Bandit, and
I'm pretty online all the time, everywhere, because I have no life.
And, are you a big Snapchatter?
Yeah. When I'm in the mood, I'll just do one after the other. After
yeah.
The other, yeah.
You like answer people back and stuff.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest snap you've ever got?
Willies.
What kind of willies? What's like the weirdest
willie? I had one person. Can I actually say this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So like when the day I got it, I got a video of someone filming someone else sucking their dick.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, right, is this what Snapchat is about? But anyway, my socials are all under Anne Marie. I am Anne with an E. And then Snapchat is Anne Marie Music.
Is there the dash in there in the socials? No dash.
No, dash.
Good. Yeah, so don't send her dick pics.
No, don't send
don't
her.
Don't do it.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah,
just,
don't.
I'm just, just looking in your general direction over there. It's fine. You can catch me at DJ Spirito on Snapchat and Instagram. Flips.
At Radio Flips and us at Beats and Booze.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Best of luck on the tour.
Thank you.
Seriously, I am so happy to be done with all of that. I could drop a deuce right here.
The Beats and Booze Podcast.